Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA. I'm delighted to welcome a friend of 35 years. My God. Trish Harty, you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Adrian. Of course, you know, I was 4 when we met.
I remember well. And you were still on the soother. Yeah. Listen,
I guess we met in 1985 first when we put out our first issue of the magazine.
Of Irish American Magazine. And indeed, Trish, we remember, and so many of us were, you know, excited, but by the same token wondering how a glossy magazine, the first of its kind, devoted and geared towards Irish America, indeed, how that was going to become the success that it turned out to be. But again, 35 years ago, that was a pretty bold undertaking. You and co-founder Neil O'Dowd had come, you know, I know you're from Tipperary, but by way of San Francisco, where in fact you did run a newspaper out there, an Irish newspaper too. What was the attraction to New York?
Well, you're right. We did do a newspaper out in San Francisco called The Irish Man, which was a monthly, and we decided, I suppose, to branch out and try for a magazine. We just had this idea at the time. We thought a magazine would have more reach than a newspaper.
Yeah.
And at the time, there was all of, you know, immigration and north of Ireland were real concerns. So we thought that, you know, we would appeal to the upper echelons in a way with a magazine, a nice, bright, glossy magazine. Of course, we were kind of naive about how much work it was going to take and how much money. I remember our first print bill. I was like, oh, my God, do we have any money left in the bank? But anyway, we survived, and we're here to tell the tale, and we survived because people like yourself really helped us, Adrian. You know, in those early days, we were sort of naive about sales. I remember we went to an ad agency, and they were like, well, you're Irish, you're not ethnic, you know. There's no ethnic budget for the Irish. I was like, what?
Yeah. So, of course, we also know at the time, whatever Irish media there was in the United States was rather parochial in the sense that New York, you know, catered to New York and Boston to Boston and places like Chicago and Philadelphia. I think that, your mission to reach right across and through America, up, down, inside and out, that was an undertaking that was untried up until that point, at least anyway. Again, it was a big undertaking. But now, 35 years later, I can say it, and you can agree or not even comment if you don't feel like it, but it was and continues to be the magazine that reaches into every part of America. And obviously, as the creator of, you know, top 100, even we didn't know 100 people outside of New York at that time. And if we did, we weren't getting through to them. That was an undertaking and a half. But it did bring us and it brought the Irish American story to people who didn't think anybody would be that interested in it to begin with.
Well, it was interesting. I mean, our very first issue, we did a top 100, and it was actually an exploration, investigation into to who they were, who were the leaders, you know, in all the different areas and medical field and politics. And we kind of continued from there, you know. And, of course, we found some corporate leaders like Mike Rorty and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Anheuser-Busch, who became our sponsors. We decided if the ad agencies were going to turn us down, we might go in the front door and talk to some of those corporate leaders who helped us out. But it's been such an interesting journey. It really has. You know, we're putting together our archives, and we're redesigning our website. And to look back over the past 35 years, oh, my God, all the interviews, all the events that we had, all of the people that we came across. I mean, it was it's been an exciting couple of decades, you know?
Yeah.
And more to come, I hope.
Trish, that brings us to a point, and we're no orphans in the reality that COVID has taken print media, has taken radio, and those of us who are in Irish American media, it has hit like a hurricane. The idea. One of the reasons I wanted to talk about it today is your newsletter. There was a time, obviously, when once, five or six, issues of Irish American Magazine was, that was it, and it was terrific. But what leads all of us to, to the internet, to newsletters, to what's the impetus there?
Well, I think it's all about reach, you know, and it has been for a while. It's been changing, of course, you know, your program, my magazine. I mean, every magazine now has a website, like a partner website. And, of course, in this era of the pandemic, we decided to kind of focus more on or put more attention, let's say, into the website and getting people at home, you know.
Yes.
And so we've been very successful doing that. We've been doing our weekly newsletter, which is a mix of archival material and new material, you know, reports from Ireland and podcasts. Video podcasts. Tom Dignan, who's been writing for the magazine for years, one of our early writers. He's done some terrific interviews for us, which he's done them on Zoom, so we put them out with our newsletter.
We are going to air a podcast by Tom Dignan, and he is chatting with the very famous author. The guy has 12 books. Tell us a bit, if you will, about the podcast that we will be listening to later on in our program here.
Well, I will tell you a little bit about it. Just a little, though, because I don't want to spoil anything. But James Carl, as you said, is a well-known writer, National Book Award winner for his book on Vietnam, American Requiem. And he has a new book out called The Truth at the Heart of the Lie, How the Catholic Church Lost Its Soul, which is rather an attention-grabbing title.
Yeah.
But so he talks to Tom about, he's a former priest, he's a priest for 5 years, so he's coming at it from a different kind of perspective, you know.
Yes.
He's also very proud of his Irish heritage, and his faith means a lot to him. So it's basically a question grappling with this faith and the wonderful things about the Catholic Church, with, of course, all of the scandals and abuse and whatever.
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting podcast. You know, I think it's a very interesting discussion, or very interesting to listen to,
yes,
and to get your head around and to think about, because I think we've all been affected by this, you know?
Yeah. And again, the beauty of this one here is for those who, feel that I, you know, should really write a book, and that's a total of maybe two people or three, that I can say, for those who don't like the podcast, remember, this is from Irish American Magazine. So
podcasts are just really radio. I always think, what's the big mystery? It's
yeah. And
know,
it's chatting and
the, for years, yeah. Adrian.
Yeah.
And you should write a book. At least put a playlist together from your all the music, the wonderful music that you play.
Oh my God. Yeah. And not to mention the turf spade, you know, at least once a week I have to get a turf spade and go into the bog and dig out, you know, stuff that some people felt should be left
your
there.
Your St. Patrick's Day show was just wonderful. I mean, I just, it was like so nostalgic. Some of those tunes, you know, are just so nostalgic. So.
I know. I want to ask you, though, Trish, finally, about the lifeblood of newspapers, the Irish Voice, the Echo, you know, the Irish Examiner, and obviously the magazine, having events where, you know, where people are honored, where their accomplishments are, you know, rolled out, not to mention the, you know, the great stories and the archives of Irish America magazine. Do you see that those days will return? Is it going to be different? I think that the most common notion is that those were the days, and even, you know, in such a short time in the pandemic, it will be hard to get those back again. What is your view with respect to, say, you know, events that can, you know, return, and as we say about going to Ireland when the time is right. Do you see events which are very much a part of print media in particular? Do you see those returning?
I do, Adrian. I do. I think we're a social people, you know, and I think that we'll forget about this. We'll get over this time, and we'll get back. I mean, there's two events, though. I think there will be events. Maybe they'll be different, or you know, but and maybe they won't. And I do think also that, you know, in terms of print media, I mean, do you remember when they said television would take over? There'd never be any movies anymore. You know, I think that it'll adapt. It'll be alongside. You know, we're certainly looking forward to our next print issue. We just did our 35th year anniversary issue, and we're looking forward to a summer issue. So, you know, I think I'm very I'm very hopeful that you know, people will still want a print issue, and that I definitely think people will want to get together for events.
Events, yeah. And I, you know, from your lips and mine too, to God's ears, but it will, for those, you can't blame anybody for all the, you know, the lack of hope or actually what the new normal is going to be. We don't know what the new normal is going to be, but we can't, you know, hide indoors for, you know, for much longer, and the pandemic is both here and in Ireland, it is in the fast lane, and I'd say that's, you know, for the first time, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and hopefully
it's a green light, Adrian.
Yeah.
there's a green light at the end of the tunnel.
Trish, good luck with the magazine.
Even people we don't like will be look forward to seeing again, Adrian.
Absolutely. Now, on Saturday, usually on Saturday mornings, before our program starts, you have, you know, your newsletter comes tearing into us and distributed right, you know, around the world. The stories, again, I know you said the archives, but you have some great writers, the writers of today.
There's great writers. We have a great newsletter this week, Adrian.
Yeah.
Because Megan Spalniak has now traced Biden's roots to Galway, so that's joining Louth and Mayo.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have the Oscars on Sunday, and the guy who designed the statuette, the Oscar, we have a story on him, Cecil Evans. He was, of course, Irish. And Tom Dignan interviews Peter Quinn.
Wow.
A wonderful interview. You know, Peter's Banished Children of Eve on the Civil War in New York is being republished by Fordham. So, you know, it's there's a lot of good stuff coming. Oh, and listen, did you know that Rita Hayworth had Irish roots? So Rosemary Rogers has, yeah.
Wow.
So there's another little bit of Hollywood. Yeah. So, yeah, it's fun putting together the newsletter. And if anybody wants to sign up for it, they could just go on our website at irishamerica.com, and it's easy to just subscribe to the newsletter. We'd be happily sending it out, you know?
Absolutely, and the price is right.
The price is right.
You know, far be it from me to end on a negative note or stir the pot, though I must say I'm very good at both, if I have to say so myself. But what's this Galway bit now? Excuse me. You know, you're talking about my hometown buddy, you know, and with great reluctance, you know, up until now we gave, you know, Louth to kind of a mention, you know, as an also-ran. Now you're going to add Galway?
Now we're going to, of course, I'm not going to get excited until they add Tipperary, but yeah. Galway is getting a look in. They actually even have a photograph of the house.
Wow.
And, of course, Megan Spalniak is the one who did all of the research on Biden's roots and, of course, Obama's roots.
And she's amazing. Yeah.
She's connected it all up. So.
Trish Hardy, again, 35 years is a long time, and we have all benefited greatly, you know, from, again, something which nobody has topped you on yet, and that is reaching throughout Irish America and finding people who that didn't have an avenue to show their interest and to show the pride that they have.
Well, Adrian, you know, one of the best things we did was induct you into the Irish America Hall of Fame, so I can't wait to see you and Anya in person.
Trish, again, thank you for joining us. And congratulations and thanks for 35 years.
Thank you, Adrian. And we got to keep on keeping on.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. God bless. And friends, you're listening to irishradio.com worldwide and Irish Radio Network USA.